Burnley fans, there's nothing like an injury time equal. I mean, a winner might be better, but an injury time equaliser is pretty special as well. And Tony is on the line now. Tony, you were at Wembley for the game. We saw the Burnley fans celebrating in the away end. How was it?
Last night we went to the West End to watch Kinky Boots. Tonight we might have found our golden boots. It was absolutely terrific. And the timings of the substitution, I think, made the difference today. Sometimes it's too late. I think it was probably around 60 minutes, 55. They had a good half an hour to make a difference. And we hung on. And that's Archie there saying that Spurs dominated. Well, I don't really think that they overexerted themselves, but Burnley have a habit of making four or five bad mistakes that gifts goals every game. They got a goal like that. But I don't recall us being battered. I only really actually recall the last 4 minutes.
I suppose he's talking in terms of like 67% possession, 28 shots to 13, five shots on target to three. I mean, I take your point that when you're watching a game, the stats don't tell the whole story. But I suppose that's what Archie was talking about. But that, I mean, Burnley have more to them though now, Tony, than just that battling quality that we talk about, don't they?
Yeah. Kelly, last year, this weekend, I think it was, we went to Stamford Bridge for the first game and they looked novices. I mean, they looked novices, you know, like two divisions below. Now, I don't know what it is, if it's mental, if it's fight, if it's having got over survival last season, if it's changed the squad slightly. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we saw him on Wednesday against Blackburn and I wasn't sure. I thought physically I needed a bit more on him, but today he's put the ball in the back of the net, and that's something that doesn't always happen, I have to tell you.
No, and a great point to get from Spurs at Wembley, John.
I think it was, and I think some of the additions that Sean Dyche has brought in, he's brought in Jack Cork, not an awful lot of money when you think of what players are going for now, when he paid $10 million, I think it was, for him. A lot of people questioned going into the Championship and bringing in Chris Wood, paying, what, £15 million for him. That was really, really brave. Although Wood had had a couple of great seasons at Leeds, by the way. And today, you just come on the phone there, Tony, right? And you were saying about the timing of the substitutions. I've got that in my notes, right? He brought on Chris Wood today, a striker for a midfield player in Goodmanson. So talk about being brave and taking a risk. All right, this worked for Sean Dyche today. And then obviously, Chris Wood has popped up with the winner. And I can't pay Sean Dyche any more superlatives than what everybody else is paying him week in, week out.
I've got to tell you, I mean, if you watch Burnley week in, week out, and DeFore starts, you know, he's the man that controls the middle of the park there, but he's only good for 60 minutes. And it's routine that he comes off. So that obviously affects your thinking from the off. He played 90 minutes last week. He didn't play midweek. And he played 80 today. So the boss made the decisions, irrespective of that probable fitness change he normally makes. And he made a double substitution. He doesn't make them that early unless they're in force. And it was the catalyst to changing the momentum of the game. Simple as that. He made them early. And normally, Barnes will come on in the 80th minute. It was about the 55-minute mark today, and obviously the double substitution with golden boots coming on as well.
What is it with you Burnley fans? You like London. You've been to Chelsea and won, you've got the Spurs, Wembley today, and you've got a great point. You must like going to London. There's something there.
I don't think you were watching last season. We didn't like going anywhere. I've waited an hour and a quarter for somebody to come on and start talking about Burnley, and I'm hearing same old arguments, obviously, about Arsenal and Spurs. And we've had a cracking weekend, and you know, we should have got a point against West Brom last week, but we got off the flyer against Nightmare Chelsea. We were a bit lucky there, but it got us going, and this is what happened last season: early momentum, and then managing to hang on. And today rose to the occasion. And I have to say, no disrespect to the Spurs fans and that Wembley argument, but they looked slightly less than into it, if I can put it like that. So, you know, you'll know, John, you can have all the skill in the world, but there's a lot going on in the mind too.
Absolutely.
Tony,
well done,
thanks
Tom.
So much
great
for
win.
Getting in touch with us. He said he was waiting an hour and a quarter to hear from a Burnley fan. We can only put them on if they call in. So we're glad you phoned in, Tony,
yeah,
to tell us about the Burnley perspective, especially when we saw them all celebrating at the final whistle. I was hoping we were going to hear from a couple of Burnley fans.